Lord, teach us the tricks of the enemy to cause us to wander from what we're supposed to be doing and waste so much time. Amen. Well, guys, as usual, I have allowed my curiosity to draw me away from the Lord. I am sorry, and I want to do better. At that point, the Blessed Mother piped in, "And you shall do better. More grace is on the way. But don't forget that this time here is also prayer." We were praying the rosary together. So you are praying, even though you want so much more. I am happy for you that you want so much more. This is a grace that is being given to all, a deep, nagging desire to be only for Him, held tenderly in His heart. This will be needed for what is now coming upon the world. My children, if you do nothing but seek Him sincerely in dwelling prayer or quiet meditation, and you seek Him until you find Him, and you touch the hem of His garment, worshiping and thanking Him for His presence, truly you will be equipped for the day. But make no mistake about it. You cannot leave off with this kind of prayer, or you will dry up and be ineffective in the work He has given you. I know there is a struggle between prayer and action, and you all tend to be in favor of action and work. But you will not have the anointing to move hearts and to endure temptation if you have not drunk deeply from the wellsprings of His love. Mother, you know I am struggling with managing my time. Daughter, you have a community of capable hands. You need to draw more upon them. That's why they've been given. You do not have to do so much on your own. I want you to review the areas where others can help and do not do things and relegate things to them. Ask them to keep you informed about their time. There is much free time in this community. Everyone is not carrying quite the burden they should be. Children, please search your conscience and see where you have fallen short. Do not let Mother shoulder so much work. It is having an impact on the ministry and community, and I need all of you to look deeply into your hearts and ask Holy Spirit to reveal your reticence and laziness in helping her. There will come a time when all of you will stand before God and be required to make an accounting of what you did with the precious time and talent allotted to you. There are many who will be left behind because they did very little for others and for God. Do not be numbered among this group. It is a sorry lot. Rather, search deeply into your conscience and force yourself to recognize this fault, rather than being left behind in that hour. For some, their hearts are not present here, but are filled with worldly cares. All of you experience this on and off and are quick to get it under control. But when your mind wanders to other things and places, you cannot benefit from what is going on around you in real time. Daydreaming is a fruitful ground for the devils to plant ideas in your head that are far from the calling of this community. Some even think pastures are greener somewhere else. This is a deception the enemy has sown into your minds to cause you to slack off your work. As you pray now in this group, it is a rich opportunity to go deeper with the Lord. Not just recite the prayers and go on, but meditate on the mysteries and go deeper. Many souls are relying on their past performance, but I must tell you, a lamp will go out without oil. You are among the virgins waiting for your groom's return. You are holding the lamp. Some of your lamps are running out of oil. Serving him is hard and sometimes distasteful to you. If you do not amend your attitude, you will be among those who are left behind. I understand your weariness, but this can be traced back to a lack of intimate prayer time. So go forward, resolving to rectify this fault. For some of you, the work is hard, and that is because you are not filling up on Jesus before you undertake your work. This is not an option. This is a must. You all need to pull together tighter to help pull this community along into what it should be. Some of you are counting on the Lord taking you in the rapture, but your lamps are almost empty, and you will be left behind. I am telling you this now, not to scare you, but to wake you up to what you're doing. Complacency leads to sloth, which leads eventually to eternal damnation. I want all of you brides to check your lamps and do what is necessary to fill them with oil before they go out. This life is not about works, but about loving and worshiping God, being guided by him and being obedient to what he tells you. It is very easy to get off track. This is why Mother and Father are here, to help you make the right decisions. Avail yourself of them and continue to lift them up in the Lord, because he is their only source of strength. To those of you who have cried out on their behalf, I commend you and thank you. You have done well, and your kindness will surely be rewarded. Time is short. The great tribulation is closed in on you. You are not prepared for the drastic changes that are now in motion, right here beneath your feet. Funny she should say that. We're right above a massive gray demon alien city. It's been called the Taos Hum. Obviously, there's some kind of power source underground that you can hear. She continued, you have great need of perseverance, and now is the time to strengthen your armor in that virtue by dwelling with Jesus and making him your all, your everything, your inspiration, your strength, your protection. Please leave off with work projects that are not pressing. Remember, dear ones, the great cloud of witnesses is cheering you on and praying for you and believing in you. Great are the members of this cloud watching over you with a personal interest. You are not outnumbered. That is a lie to try and cause a sense of failure, hopelessness, and defeat. You are far from outnumbered. There is a great army marching alongside of you. I love you, and I am your Mother of Mercy, and I will always pray for you.